Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you intend to live according to the Word of God, and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death? If so, then you say, I do by the grace of God. The next question at confirmation is thus: do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and faith, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? And if so, then you answer, I do by the grace of God. Since, therefore, Christ has suffered in the flesh, that is, since he has come into the flesh once and for all in order to make a propitiation for our sins, since he has come into not the sinful flesh, but into a fleshly existence, namely subject to death since the fall, since he has come into that flesh and he has suffered for us, and gone through that suffering, out the other side, in fact, out of the tomb, overcoming death and the grave, ascended to the right hand of the Father, glorious and triumphant. Since Christ has done this, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. The same way of thinking that led Jesus into that suffering. And what thinking was that? It was trusting in the Father, the Creator above all things. Not my will, but yours be done. Trusting that what God promised he would do and accomplish, that he would in fact be true to his word, and bring him out of the grave, accept the sacrifice, so that all men, all of God's creatures, would be freed. Freed from sin and death by faith in the one who has overcome sin and death. Arm yourselves with that thinking then. That thinking which trusts in the word and promise of God above all things. That despite what you may be seeing here and now, what you actually might be experiencing in your day-to-day existence, you are to arm yourselves instead of with those things, the things that would cause you to step back, to lean away, perhaps even to hide or become silent, that instead of doing those things, we would be armed, that is prepared, ready, to stand firm in the face of that suffering which we know goes through death and into eternal life. Arm yourselves. So that for the rest of the time in the flesh, you are no longer held by human passions, but rather to the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do. That is to say, who we were before God incorporated us into his life through baptism, the life of his death, and thus the life of his resurrection. Who we were before that is for time past. The things that the Gentiles want to do are the things that the world considers normal. Normal, like killing babies in the womb. That is now normal. Or greed is now normal. Or indoctrination through movies, even innocent movies with princesses. Those who are given to all kinds of sensual deeds in those videos, This is all seen as normal. In other words, we expect to turn on our television and see a rainbow flag. We expect to turn on a movie and at least one, if not many more, of the characters in that movie or cartoon will be gay or trans or any other such thing. This is now normal. That is for us to be the past. We are not to treat those things or think of those things as normal. But sadly, we are ourselves breathing that same poisoned air day by day, and we too think of them as normal. That it is part of doing business in this world that we must obey our human resource personnel, that we must go through these things, that we must sign on the dotted line. It is normal to us. It is normal to us to miss church for some sort of sporting event. It is normal for us to get more upset that they don't sing the national anthem at those events than that they have them on Sunday mornings. We have sadly become like the normal. And that is why St. Peter warns us that the judgment begins with the household of God. That the sufferings that we will go through are there to bring us into refinement. Are our friends ever surprised by our decisions to do or not to do something? The Gentiles that St. Peter is speaking to, the Gentile Christians, the people that they lived among, were surprised that they no longer lived in the sensuality, passions, drunkenness, that they were surprised when they did not join in on all of the things that the culture had said is normal. They will malign you. Will you suffer all, even death, even the maligning of your friends and neighbors, so that you do not fall away from this life and faith? This is real. The judgment is coming. The end of all things is at hand. Not the last thing among all things, but the culmination of all things. The things that wraps everything up when Jesus comes back to inaugurate the new heavens and the new earth. Are we ready? Will the judgment that comes upon us, because we too will go through fiery trials, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were found to be faithful despite the fact that they were thrown into the fiery furnace, said, even if God does not save us, we worship a God who raises the dead. And so he will raise us up after this. You cannot kill us. The end of all things is at hand. So his advice is to be sober-minded, to have a mind clear from drunkenness, not just actual drunkenness, but in difficult and hard times, that is something that we could succumb to, something to drown out the things that cause us pain. So be sober-minded so that you can pray for the right things. Not for just immediate taking away of difficulties, but rather for the sustaining faith to bring us through all the way to the end. And love one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. That is, help one another. You do this by showing hospitality, to love the stranger in your midst, to use the gifts that God has given you to build up, not tear down. Do not be surprised then by these fiery trials. They are brought about by our Father in heaven, the one who called and elected us for this very moment, who called us out of darkness to live in his marvelous light. Let us not go back to the darkness. Let us not be normal. Because if that is normal, I would rather be weird. Rejoice then. Rejoice, beloved, when the fiery trial comes. Because you are sharing then in Christ's sufferings, that God has seen you fit to endure as your Lord has endured. That he has raised you up as he raised his Son up. That if you are insulted for the name of Christ, that is, if you are insulted because you say, I am a Christian, you are blessed. So blessed because you are just like Jesus. But let us not suffer as murderers or evildoers. Let us suffer as those who do good, which means those who entrust their souls to God, their faithful Creator, by doing his will, by fulfilling his call, by doing what, in fact, we have all promised to do before God and this congregation. Let us build one another up to that end. Let us hold one another accountable in the best way that we can hold one another accountable, not by pointing fingers and rubbing noses, but rather through love, as Christ loved us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.